Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Tropical Storm Hanna, 2002. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the place where we delve deep into fascinating articles from the vast expanse of Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, and today we're honing in on a specific event that reminds us just how powerful and unpredictable nature can be. Today, we're discussing Tropical Storm Hanna, which formed in 2002 and left its mark on parts of the Caribbean and the southeastern United States. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of Tropical Storm Hanna, let's take a moment to consider the phenomenon of tropical storms. The emergence of these storms can be intricate, involving a multitude of atmospheric factors and oceanic conditions. Have you ever found yourself gazing out at the ocean, feeling the winds pick up, and wondered about the forces at play that could turn a peaceful day at the beach into a serious weather event? Reflect on that as we explore this storm together. Hanna formed on August 27, 2002, in the Atlantic Ocean, east of the Lesser Antilles. It was classed as a tropical depression first before quickly strengthening into a tropical storm. It's captivating to think that these storms can gain intensity so rapidly. By August 29th, just 2 days after its formation, it reached maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. Imagine how quickly plans can change in the blink of an eye when nature chooses to unleash its fury. Tropical Storm Hanna traversed the Caribbean, bringing heavy rainfall and strong winds to Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and the Bahamas. The storm ultimately caused significant flooding, landslides, and property damage. At this point, I'd like to pose a question. How prepared do you think residents are for such rapid changes in weather? We often hear about emergency preparedness plans, but when faced with a storm bearing down, they aren't always easy to implement. As we consider the impact of Hanna specifically, over 30 inches of rain fell in some areas, leading to catastrophic flooding. Even in places where the storm didn't make direct landfall, the ripple effects were felt, communities battling rising water levels, and people ultimately having to evacuate their homes. Can you picture the chaos, the uncertainty, as families scramble to gather their belongings? Events like these have a profound way of upending lives, making us question not only our safety, but our very sense of home. After Hanna passed through the Caribbean, it continued its journey toward the southeastern United States. In late August, it made landfall in North Carolina, bringing with it more rain and destruction. This led to further flooding, particularly in areas that were already saturated from the earlier rains of the storm. The sequence of events reminds me of a domino effect. When one area is affected, the ramifications can spread much farther than we anticipate. As we examine the storm's aftermath, we can't overlook the long-term consequences. In total, Hanna claimed at least one life in Puerto Rico and resulted in over $20 million in damages across the United States. These figures are mere statistics on the surface, but they represent real stories, stories of loss, perseverance, and community resilience. Have you ever faced or witnessed a natural disaster? Consider how it changes not just the landscape, but the very fabric of the community itself. In the weeks following the storm, as recovery efforts began, it was heartening to see the spirit of cooperation among communities and government agencies. Volunteers stepped up to help those adversely affected, showcasing that amidst disaster, humanity shines through, reminding us of our capacity to support one another in times of need. One critical takeaway from the story of Tropical Storm Hanna is the importance of awareness, both personally and on a broader societal level. With climate change continuing to evolve the face of our planet, studies show that storms may become more intense and unpredictable. Are we as a society preparing adequately for these changes? Beyond individual preparedness, what steps should be taken at community and government levels to safeguard our homes? As we dive into questions of ethics and societal change, it brings to mind the role technology plays in our understanding of weather patterns and storm prediction. In recent years, advancements in meteorological technology have proven invaluable in forecasting storms, improving our ability to prepare and respond. Could the developments in technology serve as our beacon of hope? What do you think would happen if we harness this power even further to predict not just storms, but other natural disasters? To wrap up today's exploration of Tropical Storm Hanna, I encourage you to reflect on and discuss these thoughts with your own circles. The next time a storm warning is in the air, consider how interconnected all these systems are: our environment, our communities, and our lives. It's crucial we remain engaged in discussions about disasters like Tropical Storm Hanna, especially considering past experiences as building blocks toward a more resilient future. Don't hesitate to explore the complete Wikipedia entry on Tropical Storm Hanna for further details, additional perspectives, and to gain deeper insights into the phenomenon. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Wikipedia. Together, let's keep nurturing our curiosity about the world around us, because there's so much to learn and discuss. Until next time, stay informed and stay safe.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Tropical Storm Hanna, 2002. Thanks for listening. See you next time.